This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to Real Psych Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair here for Joe Messina. Welcome to a wonderful Wednesday evening. I hope no matter where you are across the fruited plain on the Salem and GCM radio network that you are well and you are healthy. And not just physically, but mentally as well. A lot has changed since I've been in the chair a couple of weeks ago. And I'm going to talk about all of that over the next 3 hours and try to bring a little bit of entertainment for you during these seemingly dark times. You know, I don't live close to the studio. It takes me a while to get in usually, but I got in well under an hour today, which was unlike any other time it's taken me to drive here. And freeways are obviously open and empty, and enjoying the sunshine and no traffic on the freeway. It's got almost knocked off the side of the road by a big truck, an F-150. He was just all over the place, and I started to think about it and realized that the report that I saw this morning, that alcohol sales are up 55%. 55%. That's saying a lot right now. A lot of people are in, they're just in some dark times right now. Anyway, my name's Dave Sussman. I occasionally sit in as a guest host for Joe Messina here at the Real Side Radio, and looking forward to spending the next 3 hours with you here tonight. You can find me at Whiskey Politics. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Whiskey Politics, where we have long-form interviews with fascinating luminaries, political guests to discuss everything that is going on. We just had an interview a few days ago with Stephen Moore. He is President Trump's economic advisor. And everything that is happening right now in through the lens of coronavirus, that is all and everything that we are talking about right now, is being mirrored by the very harsh reality of the fact that, well, the president was given a choice. What was that choice? Well, Mr. President, you have two options. One, you can allow possibly millions of people to die from this pandemic, or two, you shut everything down. Turn the light switch off. Turn the engine off of this incredible economy that you helped create. If you were President Trump, what would you have done? It's a serious question. You can give us a phone call and discuss it. 855-REAL-JOE is the phone number. 855-REAL-JOE. And we'll be taking phone calls through tonight as well. Have a couple of guests lined up as well. But think about that. You're sitting in the chair in the Oval Office behind the Resolute desk, and you have this decision presented to you. Mr. President or Miss President, you have a choice. Stop the economy, which may lead to maybe even more deaths with suicide and drug overdoses and depression and everything else that, is, we're going to start to read more and more about as these weeks turn into months. Or maybe possibly hundreds of thousands, millions of people will be dead within the next few weeks. I mean, you think about that. You think about the weight, the heavy weight of that responsibility. And while you think about that, then think about how the media, especially the left-leaning media, which is represented very strongly in the mainstream media, your NBCs and the like, are treating this president. In White House press briefings, they're focusing their attention to things like, Mr. President, should you be referring to this as the Chinese virus? In other words, political correctness and identity politics should be taking precedent over the realities of the days that we are facing now, where if you're not being killed by a virus, you might be dying through the economy because you've got no way to pay rent today. April the 1st, by the way. This is the way that the media have been responding. The media have been responding in a way which is, in essence, making fun of people like Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, you know Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. We've met Mike. He's a wonderful human being. Both Joe and I have met him several times at different red carpet events. And what has he done? Well, first of all, this is a man that was addicted on drugs and bankrupt, and he turned his life around. He created an incredible American success story, MyPillow, and he has now converted his factory into making 50,000 masks a day for the American people. And because he was up there with President Trump at the White House, the media are treating him as if he's a joke. What if it was Mike Lindell and Barack Obama, and Barack Obama was president right now in 2020 dealing with us, and Mike Lindell said the same thing? He would be a hero. He would be, his praises would be lauded across every network possible. Think about that for a minute. So we've got the media. We're dealing with politicians that are using this to, in essence, it's a crisis that cannot go to waste, and they're stuffing the coffers with raises for Congress and $25 million for the Kennedy Center of the Performing Arts. And for what? And for what? Because the left in this country want to find any way possible to make this president unelectable through this crisis. We're going to be talking about all this and a whole lot more tonight. After the break, we've got Dave Carter, who's going to be joining me from Dave Carter Online. We're going to be talking about, holy cow, that the politicians are actually releasing offenders and criminals and drug addicts and rapists onto the streets. They're saying they're low-level offenders. Yeah? Wait until you hear this after the break when Dave Carter discusses his latest article that he's going to be bringing up here. Again, I'm Dave Sussman. Please find me at YouTube. You can subscribe at Whiskey Politics and find us on Facebook at Whiskey Politics as well and on Twitter at David Sussman. We'll be right back here after the break. Great to be back here for Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. Real Side Radio, Dave Sussman here across the Fruited Plain with you. And it's always good to be back in the chair here. Even in times as dire as they are right now, it is always important to remember that, as the philosopher king Eric Idle once said, always look on the bright side of life. And there's no better person to join me right now than is always putting a smile on everybody's face on his radio show that he has, or his podcast that he has, Dave Carter Show. And that is Dave Carter himself from Ricochet.com. You've seen Dave Carter. He is at The Federalist, The Conservative Review, and, of course, a contributor over at Ricochet.com. Welcome back, good sir. How are you, Dave?
Thank you. It is great to be here, Dave. Delighted to be here. Thank you so much.
So you just had me on your show a few days ago. It was great being on your show. It is always folks listening across the Fruited Plain here, listen to Dave Carter's show. It is better than almost anything you will hear on most of the syndicated radio stations that are out there, and it is it would just put a smile on your face and make you feel a lot better about things. But Dave, first of all,
but thank you.
Yes, all of us. So for those that joining us right now, it is April the 1st, and they say April Fool's Day. The CDC has put out a statement saying that the only good jokes today are inside jokes.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. And they've come out with a new perfume. It's made exclusively of water. It's called Nonsense. So,
So, okay, let's I want to get to an article that you just put up on Ricochet.com in just a couple of moments here, because it's really scary and fantastic at the same time. But we haven't spoken in a couple, 3 days since I was on your show last. We're starting to see some trends that may be optimistic on the West Coast, maybe somewhat optimistic on the East Coast right now. It looks as if the social distancing may be slowing this thing down. Numbers that are coming out of China are suggesting that they've been lying to the world, and what we just learned is that the numbers out of Italy, apparently, that the thousands, tens of thousands of I think 30,000 people, whatever it was, 13,000, apparently that has been severely understated. What do you think we're going to be looking back here in a year from now in retrospect? Do you think that the governments are telling us the truth, and should we trust everything we're hearing from our media these days?
I think they're walking a tightrope, if you will, between trying to let us understand the gravity and the immediacy of the danger here, but at the same time not in panic. As you and I discussed on my show, the economic issues are, I don't sound morbid, but they're very, very serious, and yet they will try to talk things up because they don't want to panic the markets. They don't want to panic the general public. So the answer is probably somewhere in between. I don't believe anything that comes out of China. That's number one. But I'm somewhat surprised that they were underestimating or at least underreporting things in Italy. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, a report just came out tonight that said that the numbers, it makes sense. I don't think that the government was trying to hide it as they are doing in China to save face. I think that just the reporting methods in Italy, and we know, you know, how people live in Italy. They're in close quarters. You've got four generations living under one roof. And it's just been very, very tough to really get a good census of exactly what is going on. But my concern over all of this, Dave, is that people are still politicizing this. They're politicizing it in England, they're politicizing it in France and Brazil and everywhere else around the world. They're blaming most of the leadership now in many of these countries, including the United States and Brazil and Australia and England, are conservative leaders. And so, you know, the never let a crisis go to waste mentality is really taking hold here, where, I mean, you've got even folks like the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, being lambasted by the mainstream media and politicians, where he's giving people 50,000, you know, masks a day. He's converted his factory from making pillows to making masks. This is a really horrible trend, and, you know, something that I hate to see during a crisis like this.
Maybe if he had just stood there and sung some a cappella, a hideous rendition of Imagine, they would have appreciated and they would have liked what he did. But as it was, here's a guy who, yes, he's conservative. Yes, he's a Christian. But as you allude to, he is repurposing 75% of his manufacturing capacity to turn that right around and make surgical masks up to 50,000 per day. If he wants to recite the Bible and try to urge people to go that direction, it's interesting because the people who don't like that, the people who rake him over the coals for having done that, would stand there and say nothing at all if it were a different a faith, if you will, and urge us to be tolerant. So I have no problem with him saying sort of supporting the president. This guy is a hero. I mean, he is going to save lives. He's going to save a great many lives, which is head and shoulders above what most of his critics can claim to have done by this point. So, no, what he's doing is great. We need more like that. And we're getting them. I think we're getting them. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, the journalists from NBC News and others that are, you know, skewering him on Twitter, it's like, what are you doing for this country right now besides dividing us and continuing to divide us? What are you doing? Where's one mask that you've knitted? Never mind 50,000 a day. And I'm just with our minute first for the first break here with you. Do you think people are just seeing this for what it is and just sick and tired? Because out of all of the different levels of trust, from the government to the states to companies and corporations to school districts, media ranked on the bottom of trust right now.
Right. And I know that whenever CNN said they were going to cut away from the press conferences and the informational briefings that they're getting from the White House, and people saying that's a horrible thing. And I thought, yeah, maybe about half a dozen people are not going to be watching it. I mean, there's a captive audience in the airports, and they're just about empty now anyway.
Yeah.
Their viewership is down, their ratings are down, and there's a reason why. So, yeah, people are irritated, but people know where to go to get the information that they need, and they're getting it directly from the president, which maybe is what upset in the press to begin with, because he's going over their heads.
Are you surprised he's doing these two-and-a-half-hour stemwinders like this?
No. I guess I should be, because I don't know of any other president that could do this unscripted and have the command of the facts that he's got and be able to marshal so much information at one time. I think it's remarkable, and I think it does him good. It does the country good. I think it's reassuring to people.
Well, as we're going into our first break, when we come back, Dave Carter, I want to discuss with you your latest article up at ricochet.com, Pandemics, Politicians, and Prisoners. And in our first segment, I was talking about the fact that, the folks in Albany and in Sacramento and other parts of the country are letting the prisoners out of the prisons. And I wanted to discuss that with you and just remind everybody where they could find you and your great work.
I'm on DaveCarterOnline.com. That's where my own little site is, and you can see a lot of articles and things there. The piece to which we will be talking in a minute is Ricochet.com.
So, perfect. All right, folks. Real Side Radio, Dave Sussman here with the aforementioned Dave Carter. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back after the break. We got a lot more coming up here at Real Side on the Salem and GCM radio network across the Fruited Plain. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, President Trump said there's now a new offensive to stop drug traffickers from taking advantage of the situation.
Today, the United States is launching enhanced counter-narcotics operations in the Western Hemisphere to protect the American people from the deadly scourge of illegal narcotics. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the pandemic to threaten American lives.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said thousands of soldiers, airmen, and Marines are involved in the action, and it's being taken after intelligence discovered the threat. Virus cases in the U.S. have climbed to more than 200,000. The administration is now responding to governors and hospitals who say they still don't have the life-saving equipment they need. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I'll use that as bumper music in every segment. I just love this. How lucky can one guy be? Well, when you got Dave Carter on the line with you, you're feeling like a very lucky guy here, folks. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio on the Salem GCN Radio Network across the food and plain. What are we up, Cody? 60 stations? 60-something stations right now? We're everywhere. And you can also find us at therealside.com, realside.com, and, of course, on Facebook as well. And you can find me at Whiskey Politics on YouTube, on Facebook, Whiskey Politics. Please give us a like and follow our fun. And you can find me at David Sussman. And speaking of on Twitter, that is. And speaking of Twitter, you can also find our guest Dave Carter at what is it? You've got a funky name on Twitter, Dave. What is it?
Oh Lord, I don't know. I think it may be DB Carter 62.
62. DB Carter 62. You're like me on Twitter. You kind of just use it for news and have fun and a little bit of fun play. But there's a lot of folks out there right now that are using Twitter, and they are just, I don't know. I mean, whether it's the left or the right, people are really spending, I think, way too much time on that medium because they come across so angry. But then you take a look at some of the reasons that they are angry. And one of them you just wrote about in a phenomenal essay, which is now just up at ricochet.com. And it is about the fact that in reality, what we're seeing right now is due to COVID, the pandemic itself, the politicians are now releasing prisoners on the streets, and it is having some dire consequences. Talk to us a little bit about your latest essay, Pandemics, Politicians, and Prisoners.
Well, it's bad enough that we have to worry about a pandemic and where we go and what we'll bring back to our parents, grandparents, people that we love, or what they may bring back to us. So it is literally a life and death issue. So that wasn't enough. We don't have to worry about just fighting the illness. Apparently, we have to fight government and politicians as well, who are releasing some bad characters into the community. And I referenced one case in Utah where a guy that had been in a halfway house was released, and he was, you know, everyone was assured everything is safe, we're only releasing the nonviolent folks. And a lady woke up in the middle of the night to see this gentleman who had been released from a halfway house standing over her with a knife pointed down at her. Naturally, she screamed, and he immediately threatened to cut her head off if she didn't stop screaming. And then after tying her wrists and ankles up with shoelaces, he demanded the correct PIN numbers for the credit cards that he was stealing, and on pain of death if she didn't give him the right numbers. Happily, her son was in another room that he had not got to, calling 911. And so they were able to get this guy. But you multiply that times all the places that they're now releasing people. I believe I saw an article just very recently where it included, I believe, 8 sex offenders in the New York area that have been released. It's bad enough to deal with the illness, right? But now the taxpayer is expected to essentially lie back, smile, and think of social justice as these predators are released into their communities.
You know, it's really scary. And when you read your article, and you've got you have several examples here of different politicians, de Blasio, and you've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Obviously, we've got the Queen of San Francisco, who must be so proud of her glistening, clean city. That is Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. But they've been pushing for this. Let me ask you this, because I come from a place where I don't think we're that different from most people, if you're left or you're right in this country. I think a good friend of mine, Kent Emmons, just wrote a book, and we discussed it on the show recently. It's called The 80% Majority. Whether you consider yourself a Democrat or a classic liberal or a conservative, libertarian type, whatever it may be, we can all agree on the same issues, mostly the same issues. We may disagree with the means to get there. Right. But we may agree on the ends. Nobody wants dirty water. Nobody wants dirty air. Nobody wants crime ridden neighborhoods. OK, so with that being said, you've got the 10% on the margins. You've got the 10% extreme left and you've got the 10% extreme right. What is it that you think that the 10% extreme left are thinking with these insane policies that are being implemented right now in places like New York City? I'm surprised it was Utah, of all places, as a red state, but California and other places around the country. I'm not asking you to tell me the way that Nancy Pelosi or AOC think, Bill de Blasio think, because it's an alien concept.
Right.
But what is their intention here with releasing these people?
So many progressives operate on the basis of counterintuition, right? And they raise it almost to an art form where they believe if it's counterintuitive, i.e. if it makes no sense at all, it must be right. They think that they have the ability organically somehow to transcend mere logic. For example, we've got the ACLU director in New Jersey saying, unprecedented times call for rethinking the normal way of doing things. And in this case, it means releasing people who pose little risk to their communities for the sake of public health and dignity of the people who are incarcerated. Essentially, at that point, they're putting the health and well-being of folks who are in jail for a reason, and those reasons don't go away in the middle of a pandemic. They're putting their safety above the safety of the communities that they were ostensibly elected to serve in the first place. And it's a counterintuitive thing. I can't presume to get in their minds, but you see a clear-cut course of action that makes sense, and they instinctively veer away from it.
So you talk to any normal person on the streets, and as Bill Buckley often says, you know, you take the first, 5,000 names, right, of the Yellow Pages, and you get better ideas than you do from Congress. But if you talk to normal people on the streets, they will say that's insane. That is insane. What are we doing? Now, the actual policy line that's coming out from Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York and other cities around the country is these are low-level offenders. But you're talking, Dave, in your article about the fact that you've got rapists and sexual deviants. And those aren't low-level offenders, Dave.
They were on the verge of releasing some folks in New York City, I think, in the last day or two, that even the DA's office said, hold on, no, you can't do this. You said you weren't going to release violent offenders, but you are trying to release people that we believe pose a significant and violent threat to the community. Something else that they've done, too. It's amazing. It's a perfect storm. On the one hand, they're releasing these folks, and on the other hand, they're saying that the police will no longer respond to certain other crimes, robbery, vandalism, theft, things like that. They're not going to respond to that. So on the one hand, you give the people who are not incarcerated but tend toward mischief essentially a free pass.
Yeah.
Great mischief can cause problems. So the citizenry has to deal with that. At the same time, you're releasing these bad actors into the community. If it, like I said in the article, if the virus doesn't get us, it seems that the politicians are determined to do that.
Yeah. And for folks around the country, you can be in California, and I think New York for this standpoint as well, and you can break into a store, steal less than $900 worth of products, whatever they may be, and you will not be arrested. That's basically they're giving you a free pass for like $1,000.
And here in Memphis, you can call the police, and they'll do an online report. Great. And of course, they'll be filed somehow, and they're probably not going to get to these guys, right? They have a lot of things going on.
What's an online report? Like a post on Facebook?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they'll monitor your Twitter account, and when you tweet that you've been robbed, well, then the tweets will tweet that they'll get the tweet. I don't know.
You put it up in the ether. It reminds me of, the Big Lebowski when the dude found his car impounded and he was like, do you have any leads? And the cop was like, leads? Yeah, they're down at City Hall right now working on health, who stole this car? Leads. But that's the way they're now treating $1,000 crimes. And if you are the owner of a store, general store, 7-Eleven or whatever it may be, that's your lifeblood. That's your livelihood. That's how you pay the bills. And now you can't report a crime because nothing's going to happen. This is really scary as we're going deeper and deeper into this pandemic. Okay, last commercial break with you, Dave. Again, remind everybody where they can find you.
You can find me at DaveCarterOnline.com. And if you like the way I sound now, first of all, get help. But then go to the Dave Carter Show podcast. It's on Ricochet. And you can find it on iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and Google Play and all the other places as well.
Great. When we come back, Dave, I want to talk with you a little bit about prognostications. I want to get a little political with you, as we like to do. Ricochet is a right-of-center site, and politics always comes into the discussion as well. And, as we go through the break here, think about, what we're going to be looking at right now for the remainder of this election cycle and how much of this is going to be impacting the election. We may not have a Democrat convention in July. This is the news now. They're basically stating that they're not going to bring the who's who of the Democrat Party and stick them all together in one big convention hall in July, which is, what, 3-4 months from now? This is incredible. We'll be right back here after the break. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio, and you can find us again at therealside.com. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Who is that? Our good friend Sean Connery, right? Was that Untouchables?
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, great masterpieces.
Hold on one second here.
Violent, living it up in the city.
In the chair here again, and I just was thinking to myself, who that Sean Connery clip was from, which movie was that from? Came in a little bit early there, Dave, but any guesses? I was thinking Untouchables.
Oh, I have no idea. I really wasn't paying attention to that, and I couldn't make out who it was in the first place. I listened to the music. I know that wasn't Sean Connery singing, but other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was, that could have been, what, Prince? Is that something Prince-ish? It's definitely 80s sounding. But anyway, Dave Carter from Dave Carter Online, and you can find him at Dave Carter Online. Is it .com?
Yes. I'm sorry. I was just thinking. It's Bruno Mars, as it was. Yeah, DaveCarterOnline.com. That's where I am. That's where all the mischief is.
That's all the mischief. You know what? Bruno Mars is popular. I should have known that.
Oh, yeah.
But, anyway, great having you on the show here at Realside Radio. I'm Dave Sussman, and you can find me at David Sussman on Twitter and Whiskey Politics on YouTube. Please subscribe, and on Facebook as well. And, Dave, you know, one of the things that is really interesting from a, I guess from a macro perspective right now, because listen, you know, we're
you and I, we talk about this stuff on a weekly basis, and politics intertwines with our lives in a pretty profound way. In most ways, we really like to keep our finger on the pulse of what is going on. Announcements are coming out right now that there's a very strong likelihood that the Democrats are going to have to postpone the DNC convention that was supposed to have been held in July. Now that the Olympics are over, or are going to be postponed a year, I guess they've got more flexibility when they can do it. You know, the idea of putting, you know, their top Democrat luminaries all in one building with this thing just maybe hopefully petering off by that point is definitely a scary proposition. And I'm wondering to see what the Republicans do as well with their convention, which I think is going to be in August. But talk to me, Dave, from your perspective right now. You know, the leadership that we're seeing coming from the White House, the still continual adversarial relationship that we're seeing coming from the Democrats, where you've got people like Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff who are now saying that they want to open an investigation into how this president is handling this crisis during the crisis. They want to have a 9/11 commission like as 9/11 was happening. Okay? Let me ask you from your perspective. Again, things are changing every single day now, so I'm not going to hold you to it, but how does this thing play out politically, do you see, right now?
We spoke earlier today, and then on my show, I believe, about the idea that they don't want to let any crisis go to waste, right? That goes back at least as far back as the Obama administration. No crisis should go to waste. What I see happening, and again, this is total prognostication for which I am not known, but they will try their best to get their agenda through by, for example, remote voting. Vote from home, vote online, whatever way that will provide the maximum opportunity for people to monkey around with it. And they already are rebel or can't stand the idea of people having to verify who they are in order to, right? I mean, you can't get into a Democratic National Convention. You can't get on an airplane.
Without an ID. Yeah.
Pick a check from Western Union without some kind of ID, but they don't want you to have to use that whenever you're voting, because it opens the system for abuse and for fraud. They're going to do everything they can to get remote voting, ostensibly in the interest of public safety. At least those members of the public haven't been mugged yet by the people they're letting out of jail. That's one thing. And they're not going to want, there'll be no way to verify the citizenship or not, or lack thereof, of the people that are voting. That, I think, is going to be their way to win an election that they might not otherwise stand the chance of winning. So I think they may be grasping at straws, but I see that happening.
Well, it's not only happening, but they're trying to change the way that we vote by putting these little poison pills into the stimulus package. Nancy Pelosi last week on this $2 trillion bill, she included all sorts of goodie bag things for the Democrats, including same-day registration.
I didn't catch that. Really?
Yeah. Same day registration. You can just show up and be like, okay, which is perfect in states like California, where you got like ballot harvesting and all sorts of other shenanigans, which can make the difference for the House. But, you know, when we see that happening, and of course, we're not hearing about it in the mainstream news because it's just 100% panic porn right now on every news station. So these are things that are kind of being slipped under the rug. And, you know, if you are a Republican, if you're Donald Trump right now, who doesn't have a line item veto, which I still to this day, we were talking about it when Newt Gingrich was the House Speaker, okay?
And was president, we were trying to get him.
Yeah, so he doesn't have a line item veto, so they can put all of these things in, which Donald Trump can say, I'm not voting for the entire bill because of these little goodies that the Democrats have put in. That means that people who are out of work, you know, 30, 40, 50 million people, whatever the numbers are now, it's mind-boggling to consider how many people are in trouble today that aren't able to pay their rent. They're not going to get their $1,200 check, which is going to help. It's not going to make the difference. But so are people awake enough to see what the Democrats are trying to do with this?
I think so. I think so. I think, and again, I hate to, I don't hate to, but it sounds cliche. I keep going back to the same information. There's a reason why networks such as MSNBC and CNN are in the tank in terms of their ratings. They're in the basement. There's a reason why people are going elsewhere. And you'll notice that the president's ratings, as he has done these daily briefings, have steadily increased. It's not about the ratings, but I think that that increase in ratings causes a lot of angst on the part of the Democrats. So they will do everything they can, and just their fellow travelers, if you will, in the media will just hush up about it as they would do anyway, and dismiss any Republican outcry about any fraud as just hyperbolic. So I they're going to try to, but I think that the people are on to it. I think enough of them are on to it, and I think what the Democrats want to do is overcome that crowd with just sheer shenanigans and voter fraud, if at all possible.
As a free market thinker like yourself, as a conservative thinker like yourself, are you concerned about re-election because of all this?
Well, you know, I think it was you the last time we talked, Dave, that mentioned that the president was on a glide path towards success unless something unforeseen happened that caused folks to clamor for more and more government help.
Black Swan event,
right.
Yeah.
Right. You mentioned that, yeah. And that got me to thinking, and that has been in the back of my mind the entire time, because people, rightly so, when the government shuts down the economy, the government, in this conservative's opinion, has a legitimate reason to go in and help the folks who it has essentially put out of work. I get that. I support that. The question is, do people understand that this is a temporary measure? I think the majority do, and there's a minority that has always wanted to game the system. I just hope that they're not the middle of the road folks, if you will, are not swayed by thinking, well, Uncle Sugar's going to take care of everything, so let me vote for the party of Uncle Sugar.
That was my 70s porn name. Sorry. Awful. Awful. It's a family show, folks. What am I doing?
I'm hearing Barry White music now. This isn't good. Chance not good.
Yeah, it's okay. So in 2008, and you and I were having this discussion over the weekend on your show. In 2008, when you had John McCain running against Barack Obama, Barack Obama was behind John McCain in September, and then we had the financial crisis. And I think enough people in this country that were kind of in the middle felt like, yeah, we really need the hand of big government to come in and save us at this time, and TARP and the stimulus packages and everything, and that pushed Obama over the edge and into the win column. And so my question is something which, you know, we're not going to know, because you can't tell if this thing is going to last another month or another 6 months. We don't know. And then what happens if it comes back in November? You know, all of a sudden you've got this resurgence. So does Donald Trump have enough time to show a trajectory of growth coming back, saying, look, I told you it's going to take us a little bit of time, but we're going to get back to where we were before because my policies worked. Will people buy that if it's showing that it's going in the right direction?
I think so. If he can point to what happened previously and then rely on some history, that the last time that the party of big government came in, what happened to the unemployment rate? What happened to the GDP? What happened to the dependency rate on the government? And show the dichotomy there, I think people understand this worked once. It will work again. The other way of relying on government did not work. Well, you couldn't keep your doctor. You couldn't keep your health care. And you couldn't keep your 401. You couldn't keep a lot of things because of the government reduce the value of those things and raise unemployment. So, yeah, I think a combination of history, long-term history, and then recent history, I think, will work.
Okay, last minute here with you. Dave, tell us a little bit about your show. You've got some great shows coming up, and I know that you're doing a lot with Ricochet.com. Tell everybody about it and where they can find you.
Last week, or the week before last, I had our mutual friend, physician, on, and he talked about the physical pandemic, with the threat to the people's physical health. You and I talked about economic health. I'm reaching out now to a very dear friend who's a pastor to talk about spiritual and emotional help and what people are going through in that regard. We're not proselytizing. We're not going to try to convert anybody. But there's some good positive messages to come out of that. So I want to do that as well. And I'll continue my effort to bring out my different radio characters and provide some levity, because, after all, laughter always helps. And on the Dave Carter Show, a laugh is never that far away, because I just can't restrain the message.
DaveCarterOnline.com, folks. Go find it. It is a beacon of light in an otherwise very foggy bank right now that we're all living in. Thank you so much for joining me. Greatly appreciate everything that you do. Everybody, check this guy out. He is the real deal. And we'll look forward to having you back on again real soon, Dave. Thanks so much. God bless you, man.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. And, folks, we'll be right back at the top of the hour after the break here. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.